there's an interesting letter in this week's parsha when Hashem, when Yitzhak gives the bracha, right? Hashem gave it over to them. When Yitzhak gives brother to when Yitzhak gives a bracha to Yaakov, he starts with bracha with, first says, Hinei reach v'ni kereach sed Hashem reach v'Hashem. That's who he is. Let me give you the bracha. V'yitin l'cha elokim. And Hashem should give me tal shemayim shmanei arz v'rodu gam v'sirosh, etc. So, Rashi already asked, like, you don't start a bracha with and. Yitin l'cha elokim. What's the and? What's the v'? So the Kli Yakar here mentions three different shatim. Let's see how many we have time to say over. One of his shatim. Okay, one pshat is that it's a continuation of the previous pasuk. Hinei reach b'ni kareach seder shabir chwashem. You smell like Gan Eden. Rashi says Gan Eden is olam haba. Hashem's going to give you olam haba. V'yitan l'chana also give you brachas in olam hazeh. Okay. His second shot is based on Rashi. V'yitan. Rashi says yitan v'yachzer v'yitan. He'll give you. Not only will give you, he'll go back and give you again. So the Kli Yakar asks, he says, what do you mean he'll give you and he'll give you again? Like, that's obvious. What do you mean? Mital shvang shvang yaretz. He'll give you do one day and he'll give you nice fruits one day and not again. Obviously the brach means he'll give you in the long term. Why that you need this remez of v'yachzer v'yitain, and again. So the Kli Yakar says, he says, maybe there's a musar in here. He says, v'yitain Hashem will give you something. If Hashem something, then don't think Hashem gives you something and then you have it forever. V'yiten, he gives you something. V'yachzer v'yiten. And then he has to decide to give it to you again. What happens in between? If Hashem gives you something, don't take it for granted and think you have it forever and now you have it coming to you and now you're set for the rest of your life. V'yachzer v'yiten, you have to convince kiviyachol, you have to make it roi for Hashem to want to give it to you again, which means if Hashem gives you something, then you have to use that. You have to appreciate what Hashem says, a modem on it, and have to use what Hashem gives you to be ovid him the best you can, and to try and kiviyachol give back what you can. And even though obviously we can never give back to Hashem anything, Hashem doesn't need anything. Hashem's infinite, we're finite. We can never give back to Hashem anything, even compared to the finite things he gives us. Nonetheless, v'yitin, v'yachzer v'yitin, Hashem gives you something, you don't take it for granted. You have to make sure to deserve Yachzer V'yitain, that he should continue giving it to you again. And don't think because you have it today, you have it tomorrow. You have to live up to it and deserve it. The third pshat that the Kli Yakar says is, fascinatingly, says V'yitain and Hashem will give you. Not and he'll give you one thing and give you another thing, but and, okay, who first before him? V'yitain Hashem. And Hashem will also give you. Besides Hashem, who else? Ready? Someone else and then Hashem? Hashem needs help running the world? He says, no. V'yitan l'chalokim, don't sit back and say, I'll sit here in my easy chair and Hashem will give me whatever I need. You have to work for what you want. If you want something, you have to go to work and do ishtadlus and try to get it. V'yitan, once you do your part of ishtadlus and you go out and work, V'yitan, then Hashem will give you success. Don't think Hashem's going to send the produce in a truck to your doorstep. You have to go out and farm. You have to plow, and you have to sow, and you have to weed, and you have to water. V'yit, and once you do your hishtadlus, then Hashem will fill in the rest and make your hishtadlus succeed and give you everything you need. He just adds, obviously, he says, he doesn't make this diyuk, but kareach seder shebercho Hashem. You have to do things in the right way. He says, emes me'eretz titzmach v'tzedek mishamayim nishkaf. You start me'eretz titzmach, Hashem will fill in the rest, but emes me'eretz titzmach, you have to do things with emistic. You have to do things the right way. If you try and cut corners in business, then don't expect the v'yiten, and that's not karech sadish or berach Hashem. Don't expect Hashem to come through. But if you do things the way you're supposed to, with honesty and with integrity, and you do ishtadlus in a way that's ro'i for an eved Hashem, then v'yit nafal Hashem, you do your part, he'll do his part, and he'll give you, he'll give you the rewards that you have coming.